up in the woods for a whole weekend. Man, oh man, oh man. You should have been up there. I think I'll tell you about it. This will be your study for the day. Yeah. How does one, how can I say it? How does one explain or even try to explain what beauty was? This picture right here that you're looking at, that's just few of my boys back in the day. I want to cheer you up. Look at the picture. What do you see? Cedric got his arm around my back, touching my neck with his muscle-bound arms, and his hand right on my heart. You see that? Look at the way I got my left arm out. Look at that, look at that. Cedric's my boy. Hey, see that tall guy next to me? That's Stickler. Cedric was too. Cedric was a stickler. He is unto this present day. I think Cedric kind of is a little annoyed at me because I don't, these were my boys, my Bible boys. Yeah. Friends for life. Troy, always asking questions, demanding to know why. Oh, I remember that pair of shades that I had on. I bought them from the West Side Pavilion, I think. And look at the way I had my mustache and my goatee, man. And my hair. You know what? I know what I'm going to do when you're able to go out again. Oh, yeah, what do you do when you need a haircut these days? Oh, my God. Seriously. You brothers that are so into fashion, what you gonna do when your hair grow out? What if you can't leave your house for 6 months? I already told you guys that I'm growing my natural back. Yes, I am. All right. Who's the guy in the black t-shirt? That's my boy, Reggie. Me and Reggie we don't hang out as much now because of this disease. You know, I don't hang out with anybody now, really. Let me tell you about Reggie. He got family. Since he has family, I got to share this with you while I'm doing this webcast and thinking about what I'm going to say next. Boy, this picture and everything on the website, yeah, this is, I just thought that I'd back away from the Bible and just share something with you. Friend Kenneth we grew up together too. Oh yeah. He sent me a little note. It was concerning the coronavirus. It says, "Our Heavenly Father has given us an immune system that regenerated antibodies to combat viruses from season to season." Believe that. But now here comes a realist. Here comes a realist in me. And the realist always I'm talking on Facebook, sending messages as I do this webcast. So that kind of gives you guys a hint as to who I am and what I am. This is what I do in my spare time. But let me go back to the picture. And I was talking about Reggie, right? Reggie usually comes by and hangs out with me once a week. And we talk. His father passed away a number of years ago. And, oh, wow. And I have been his hangout buddy for a bit. Wayne wants to talk. He says, "Good morning." I said, "Hi." And then he waves at me. So I'm supposed to wave back, right? I don't know how to do that. Let me check this out. Oh. There it is. Boing. 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 Well, how do I send it? I guess I did. So anyhow, what would you call us? We were four brothers that truly loved each other at that moment. I remember the moment I had all the men from the church. We'd gone up, I think that was Big Bear or Arrowhead, up in the San Bernardino Mountains. All the men in the church. I love my boys. And I call them boys, that's not derogatory. That's a term of endearment. You look up Cedric DeShiel. See what great things he's done. He trained baby boys to do, well, basketball. Cedric dresses in these, I call them deacon suits. Because, you know, I never was into Wait a minute. Wayne just told me that he did his stream therapy this morning. Now, I'm going to have to write down, or not write down, but say it. I don't get it. Fill me in. See, that's what you do when you stay at home. He says, I might need to stop by and do a drive-by, pick up some fruits. No, I'm gonna tell him I'd rather you wouldn't. He said, put a bag on the porch and I will drive a pickup. Oh, I see. He wants to pick up some of my tangerines and lemons. Social distancing. I will have a bag of my fruit on the front porch in about an hour. Is that good enough? See, that's what friends are all about. But see, yeah, let's go back to that weekend. Oh, you like my music in the background? It's from an album called Heavy Flute. Funky Flute Grooves from the 60s and the 70s. Yeah. You just listen to a number by Yusef Lateef, remember him? Called Nubian Lady. You know, I like me some good music. All right. I'll call you when I'm on my way. And I just sent him a thumbs up. See, I'm not going to let those eggs and lemons go to waste. As a matter of fact, what I may do is just have him go back there and pick them off the tree himself. That's what I'm going to have him do. We just have to stay distanced. But he's going to do the work for that. Relish in the friendships that you've made. Because the memories of those friendships, and that's why cameras are so important. I don't know who took that picture. It was one of the other fellas that was up there with us that weekend. But I was standing next to my Lexus SUV. I know who took the picture. I know who took that picture. No, it wasn't Mark Ramsey. It was Laverne Cook, because Laverne Cook rode up to the... No, he didn't. I took him home afterwards because he wanted to ride with me. He could have gotten a ride with any of the boys, any of the men, any of them. But Laverne said, I'm riding with PJ. I love me some Laverne Cook too. Yes, I did. You guys want to know what you should be doing during these times of perplexities? Take out a picture. One that you just got stacked up. Don't mean too much. And fall into the moment that it presented. Oh, yeah.